Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Browns win 31-21. Dustin, how are you? What's going on?
Adam, I'm good. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday.
Yes, indeed.
What's going on?
A lot going on. It was an interesting weekend, a lot of exciting action. And it's funny, I mentioned this to both you and Keith off the air when I spoke to you guys separately, and I said, listen, in the end, a win is a win, right? It is the NFL.
Right.
It's never supposed to be easy, even when you're a 13-point favorite. It's not supposed to be, again, it's not like playing.
I tried to tell you that last week. And you're like, no, we're going to blow them out.
What, there's no blowouts? I mean, the Bills won 35-0.
Blowouts happen, and yeah. I said I would love to see a blowout. I'd love to see the Browns do what they're supposed to do and take care of business, cover the spread and all that stuff, and win this game 35-13. That would have been a fantastic victory for the Browns, but in the end, I said, I'll take a win. A win is a win is a win in the National Football League. I know from being there and experiencing it how tough games can be, even though you're playing a team that you are superior than. You should win the game, but it's still they're pros too. The Texans came in with confidence. They were the 1-0 football team. And frankly, they looked like the better team for the first half. You know?
They did.
You know?
They did. With Tyrod Taylor at quarterback.
Yeah, of course.
Veterans on 1-year contracts. But yeah, I mean, a couple of things. First of all, as I mentioned, the Bills, who are bouncing back from week one loss, dominated a much better team in Miami than the Browns did against Houston.
Well, Tua got hurt.
He did. But so did Tyrod Taylor. Got hurt, too.
Yeah, fair enough.
I honestly, and again, this is not to say that I don't still feel good about the Browns in the long term this year. I do. But in a weird way, I felt better about the Browns after the Chiefs lost and the Texans win. That's just my natural reaction to it. Do you feel the same way?
I mean, the only way you would feel better about this game than the Chiefs game is if the Browns would have done what you thought and go blow them out. And it was a kind of a lose-lose situation playing the Texans because they're a crappy team that no one expects anything out of. And the Browns are, you know, coming off of the loss to Kansas City where everyone – you kind of feel good about the loss. It was almost like a moral victory to some degree. But – I mean, it was a tough game. I mean, Tyrod Taylor looked good. He was shredding our defense. Our defense has some issues. Boy, do we have some issues on the defensive side of the ball, especially in the back end.
Yeah.
Because I think there are Texans receivers still running wide open that Davis Mills can't even see because he shouldn't have been in the game.
Right.
I had someone say, is that Zach Mills? The old Penn State quarterback way back in the day. I'm like, never heard of this guy. Who the hell's Davis Mills? And he ended up making some plays in the second half. So, overall, listen, a win's a win's a win.
It is.
And we'll take it and move on. But there are some issues on with this team. And the biggest issue coming out of this loss, Adam, is the loss of Jarvis Landry. I mean, that was huge for the Browns to not have him in this ballgame. Gets hurt on the second play of the game.
Yeah, no doubt. This was a huge deal that Jarvis is out, even bigger than Odell Beckham, right?
Yeah.
Because Jarvis
is productive.
He's been the more productive. He may not be the more talented, but he is the more productive by far. He is also the security blanket. He's the go-to guy.
He's the go-to guy
in a clutch situation, in a third down, in a fourth down, in a big moment in the game. You know Jarvis is going to hold on to the ball. He's going to get open. He's going to
make a play.
You talked about his injury. Kevin Stefanski was asked about it earlier today in his press conference. Here was the update on Jarvis.
Sprain, he'll be week to week. I think we'll see. We'll work through all those type of decisions over the next few days, if you will. But I will see.
Knee sprain week to week. Now, MCL. Ian Rappaport of NFL Network is reporting he'll be out 2 to 3 weeks, Dustin. So
that's
let's say, you know, obviously Stefanski's not going to give you a clear timeline. Let's say it is 2 to 3 weeks. That's a pretty big deal.
It's a huge deal. I mean, we're talking about your wide receivers now are Schwartz, Peoples-Jones, and Higgins. Because we don't know what the status is of OBJ, and I don't know if this will change the fact that he maybe dresses this week or not. I don't know.
Yeah.
But not having your you know, one of your top receivers, he is your top receiver. Not one of them. He is your top receiver.
Right.
So all of a sudden, now what was kind of a deep room becomes a weakness, frankly, right now. And now the tight ends are going to have to play an even bigger role, which they had a huge role in this game. I think they had 13 targets of Baker Mayfield's attempts were to tight ends in this game. So obviously the tight end package is going to be used a lot more frequently in this week against the Chicago Bears.
Right. And we'll see about the Bears. Bears looked awful week one. They looked good, yes, at least defensively they looked good yesterday against the Bengals. They played well. Obviously, the Browns have a much better offensive line than the Bengals do, so we'll see how big a role that is. But the Bengals didn't run the ball particularly well. After they ran it well in week one against the Vikings, they did not run it well against the Bears. So we'll look ahead to that. But you talked about it. It's a big loss.
Yeah.
It's a huge loss. Not only is he their most productive wide receiver, and you know until Odell can get back on the field, their best wide receiver, he's also the leader of that group.
Yes.
You know, emotionally, physically, in every way, he
holds
the
guys
leader.
Accountable. He is the dog in that room, the alpha male, if you will. I mean, he's the one guy. Now, he'll still be around, obviously.
Sure.
But for him to not be on the field to contribute with his physical ability, and then of course, you mentioned his ability to push guys along, that's a big-time loss for this group, I'm telling you. It's a huge loss.
Without a doubt, one guy who pointed it out specifically, what you were saying, Kareem Hunt, he talked about Jarvis's injury after the game yesterday.
We lose a big time leader, you know, mentality, you know, a playmaker, and, you know, I can't wait for him to get healthy and, you know, get back out there. We just gonna have to, you know, keep him with us, you know, hopefully he's gonna be back soon and just go out there and, you know, play for him and be able to, you know, continue to keep winning.
Let me clarify again, that was Kareem Hunt from earlier today, not yesterday after the game,
okay.
But what he said is still accurate. I mean, it's a big loss. There's really no doubt about it. You talk about the guys that are going to get the opportunity. First of all, Keith mentioned this to me before the game. He's like, what's going on with Higgins? Like, in the first game, he barely played. And then, obviously, when Jarvis goes down yesterday, he gets the opportunity in the game yesterday, and he made some catches.
Yeah.
While, you know, we got to put Anthony Schwartz and Donovan Peoples-Jones on a milk carton from yesterday's performance.
No kidding. And Schwartz, my God, make a play on that football, man. So he stops his route on Baker's interception.
Yeah.
If he continues his route, he either breaks that up or maybe even makes the catch. He had some alligator arms on that play.
That was bad. We'll hear what
bad.
Kevin Stefanski and Baker said about it a little later. But no doubt. And why did Rashard Higgins barely play? Why have there been so many games in the last few years, Dustin, that Rashard Higgins barely plays? Because when he's been, you know, when he has had a decent amount of plays on the field, he has more often than not been a factor and played well. I don't understand. This has gone back a number of years, Stefanski and before. What is going on with him that he's often just not part of the plan at all? It's weird to me.
I don't know. I
because
don't
he's
it.
Often productive when he plays.
Does he like not have good weeks of practice or something? Does he not
Maybe.
Know the playbook? Does he not understand what they're trying to do schematically? Like I don't know. There's got to be something to it because there's games where he's on the milk carton. You don't see him at all. And you're right. When he gets in the game and gets the targets, he makes plays. But sometimes he never even gets in the game.
Right. I think
how
many the percentage he was barely on the field in week one, and obviously he was on the field a lot more here in week two. And you know, and it was a very different type of game for the offense, you know, after Schwartz had the big breakout performance in week one, did nothing this week. Dimitric Felton got in the mix, man. That was that one touchdown
that
he had
spin,
was
man.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that was unbelievable.
Yeah. But
great play by him.
As you said, when it comes to the defense, now we all know I think I said it a million times. I know you agreed with me, and most people agreed. It wasn't, you know, splitting the atom here. that the defense was going to be a lot better in the second half.
Right.
But I thought the defense was god-awful yesterday. And I, you know, when we talk about feeling better about the Chiefs' loss than the Texans' win, it's a weird thing to say. I especially feel that way about the defense because at least against the Chiefs, I was like, okay, I thought the defense played pretty well for three quarters, and then the fourth quarter it caught up with the fact that the Chiefs have so much talent.
You held them 10 points at halftime, right? Faces.
Yeah, yes. But yesterday, I thought the defense was horrendous.
It was bad.
They were lucky to only give up 21 points because a couple of turnovers and just inexperience once Tyrod
Maybe
Taylor
the
went
loss
out.
Of Anthony Walker is bigger than we thought. I don't know, because that's the one kind of, you know, big key cog from the first game to the second game. I mean, losing Anthony Walker was maybe bigger than we thought. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, well, yeah,
saw
he's
Grant
the
Delpit
only guy, right?
Saw Grant Delpit finally get some snaps. He looked all right.
Yep. He had some thoughts on his own performance, and we'll hear what he had to say about getting out on the field for the first time. But there's no doubt. I thought the secondary really struggled. I'll be curious to see the PFF grades, but Denzel Ward had a rough day.
He did. I mean,
and it's not like the Texans are running out great receivers.
No, they've got Brandon Cooks, who's a really good player, but outside of him, I mean, the other guys you never heard of before this
Correct.
Game.
Correct.
You know?
I mean, did our pass rush get there at all?
Barely.
Like, what are we doing out there?
Tyrod Taylor in the first half had all day to throw, it seemed like. You know, thank God in the second half you have a rookie quarterback who's never played. I don't think he even knows the playbook. I mean, he turned the wrong way on two different handoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't think he knew what the hell he was doing in this game.
Well, think about this, Dustin, for a second.
Yeah,
the Texans between Taylor and Mills threw 29 passes or 29 pass attempts. Excuse me,
attempts.
29 pass attempts. On those 29 pass attempts, they only, if you include sacks and quarterback hits. You would think against the Texans, maybe you got there a third of the time. Maybe a quarter of the time at least.
Maybe.
They had one sack and three quarterback hits in 29 dropbacks. I mean, that is against the Texans' offensive line, that's not very good.
And Tunsil got hurt for a little while there.
Tunsil got hurt, yes. Their only good offensive lineman, or I shouldn't say their only good one, their best one.
Their best one.
And three quarterback hits and one sack? I mean, Miles Garrett is on a milk carton. He was.
And Clowney, too. Clowney didn't do anything.
Miles Garrett had four tackles, none for a loss, no sacks, no quarterback hits. Jadeveon Clowney had three tackles, one tackle for a loss. He did have two quarterback hits.
Okay.
But not much. I mean, in fact, you know what? I should correct that too, because I didn't realize that the sack counts as a quarterback hit. So they only hit the quarterback three times, not four. So Clowney hit the quarterback twice, and then the sack by Delpit on the blitz, the one time they blitzed. And that'll get us to Joe Woods, and we'll talk more about Joe Woods. But there's just a lot of angles to get to. The defensive performance, the injury to Landry, the win itself, how you're feeling about the team after 2 weeks, and is Odell going to come back now that Jarvis is out, and does that factor into the decision at all?
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.